We are not alone.
We're not alone because we've got each other. And it's no coincidence that God places people at certain times and certain places for certain reasons. And He, whatever the circumstances of your life up to this point, He's brought you to be part of St. Saviour's so that you can be a comfort to other people and so that you can know the comfort of other people. It's very important for David that he knows the comfort of his church family. And we need to show ourselves to be the best family to him that he could ever have imagined. And so whether you live alone or you live in a family, I want you to know that you're not alone, for we all stand together, and this is our family in addition to our own blood family. We're not alone because we're part of the family of God, which is worldwide. And the support that I've had through email this week, I could never have envisaged. There have been hundreds of messages from overseas. Hundreds. In the last 2 days, I've had over 200 from different countries, from different denominations, from brothers and sisters who know the Lord, who love the Lord, and who want to express their love to us. There are countless people who've offered money, who've offered help, who've offered to fly over here, who've offered anything they can do. But behind it all stands a warmth, an affection, and a love for you, which they wanted to convey. And all I can really do is pass it on to you, and you must take my word that the support for St. Saviour's from far and wide, not only in the UK, but also everywhere else, has been absolutely phenomenal. And again, this morning I've had phone calls from overseas wishing us well this morning, hoping the meeting goes well, hoping it's encouraging for us, and those kind of things. So we're not alone because of each other. We're not alone because of our worldwide family in Christ who are rallying round to support us. And most of all, we're not alone because, of course, our great God is with us. And you remember the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, that where two or three are gathered together, there I am with you. He is with us. Our lives may have changed, and maybe for some of us, our lives may have changed forever. They'll never be the same again. But God has not changed. He has not changed. He is the same. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. And though we may not understand his ways, we do not forget his character, which is he is the same loving, caring, and sovereign God as he always was. And therefore we are to entrust ourselves to him, though we don't understand why he brings about what he does. People ask me, what should we do? I think there are three things to do. One is to look out for each other, and I'll say a bit more on that at the end. But the first thing to do is actually for us to humble ourselves before him. Because an event like this makes us realize that we are a dot in the timeline of history. We are frail. We are one heartbeat away from extinction. And we need to humble ourselves before him. And if you don't know Christ for yourself, I want to urge you and encourage you in the strongest terms to seek him out while he may be found. For he offers himself to us as the Lord and Saviour who will hold our hand not only in this life, but through this life into death beyond. And those who know him have no fear of what is to come. There's a wonderful verse in the Psalms that he who trusts in the Lord is not afraid. And you think, how can that be? And the reason is because he is our Lord and our Saviour who will look after us in all circumstances. We need to humble ourselves. And if you realise you're drifting from God, today is the day to come back to him. But we also need to pray to him, to pray for each other, and to pray for Julie, and to pray for others in the city. What I'd like us to do is get together in twos, threes, fours, just little groups, or the person you came with, or if you came alone, to join in with someone else, and to have a few minutes praying together. Let me suggest some things to pray for. First and foremost, please pray for Julie. We ask for a miracle, and miracles by definition rarely happen. But we pray that if it is possible, and if it's God's will, that something miraculous might come in this case for Julie and for others who are trapped. Secondly, we pray for those who are assisting in recovery work, and there are some in this congregation who do that full time, counselors and so on. Please pray for them in the weeks, days and weeks to come. Thirdly, we pray for ourselves that God would use it, this circumstance, to draw us nearer to him. And fourthly, pray for others that God may soften their hearts and work within them, that many would come to know the Lord and to place their hope for their eternal future in his safe hands. So let's pray for those who are trapped, and especially Julie. Pray for those assisting. Pray for us as a church family. And pray for others who don't know the Lord, that they would come to do that.